Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. No, this isn't our beloved Patrick Conley, but you are in the right place. My name is Cami Berthume. I serve as the producer for Practicing Catholic, and it's a joy to be on this side of the mic today. So if you've ever gone through marriage prep in the Catholic Church, you should have been exposed to NFP, or Natural Family Planning, the Church's title for the scientific, natural, and moral methods of family planning that can help married couples either achieve or postpone pregnancy. In preparation for NFP Awareness Week happening July 25th through the 31st, what better person to chat with about all things fertility than my good friend Bridget Busecker? Bridget is a public health communications professional and founder of Managing Your Fertility, an online one-stop shop of fertility awareness resources for women and couples. Bridget, welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Always good to have you on.
Cami, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here with you today.
I know. This is so fun. Well, last time you were on with Patrick, you talked a bit about NFP in general. So today, we were kind of looking to chat about who NFP is for and how it's somewhat synonymous with the term fertility awareness as a practice for unmarried women. So would you first explain a bit more about the similarities and differences between these terms, NFP and fertility awareness?
Absolutely. So there is no scientific difference between the definitions of fertility awareness and natural family planning in the space of a lot of Catholics and Catholic organizations that are promoting fertility awareness-based methods, which is the science that the Catholic Church condones and approves of for Catholic couples to use. And we're seeing the term fertility awareness used more and more because oftentimes when single women are hearing natural family planning, they're thinking, well, I'm not married, I'm not engaged, I'm not looking to plan a family, I'm just looking to understand my body. So there's been a lot of confusion, I think, for single women who are thinking, oh, this isn't something I can do yet. This is what I do when I'm married. Sure. So we've been using the term a lot more with fertility awareness to help women who are single, wanting to learn their body and how it works, and knowing that this is all about awareness. It's understanding how your cycle works. And this is honestly really ideal for women to do before they're engaged, before they're married, to really have a better understanding of how their body works, what's going on with their fertility and their hormones, and just getting more in tune with their body as a whole and just understanding, you know, if there are any concerns or issues related to their reproductive health or otherwise that need to be addressed. And then with natural family planning, it's taking that science, the same practice of fertility awareness-based methods, and it's really taking it to the next level for married couples in using it to plan their family with theology of the body at the core of discernment and understanding, okay, how do we respect and honor each other's bodies? How are we growing in virtue and not, you know, lust? We're growing in love. We're loving each other and respecting each other's bodies and making sure we're open to the possibility of new life when we have sex and when we engage in intimacy together. And so I think it's really a good building block when you start with fertility awareness and then move into natural family planning as a married woman. And it's a really great segue when you can start charting before you're married to lead into natural family planning, so you're not totally overwhelmed when you're engaged and trying to figure out how it works. But that's often very true for, you know, most of us as married women, that we're experiencing that when we're engaged. That was my experience. I charted a little bit, but as I was learning more about my body and realizing, okay, we're going to be using natural family planning when we were engaged, it became a little bit more intense in the learning process. And I was fortunate to have some background in charting, but I knew I could have used more. And I wish that the church and my parish had talked a lot more about this for single women to really embrace their fertility.
Definitely. That's a good point. And I know we kind of already touched on this too, and you did a good job explaining, you know, why women should be exposed to fertility awareness and even NFP in general before marriage prep. So in what ways did you encounter NFP? And so we kind of touched on how parishes could do maybe a little bit more, or just, you know, even the domestic church. But what resources would be helpful for parishes to have about NFP? Like what areas do you think we could improve on when it comes to introducing fertility awareness to folks at the parish level? And realistically, what roles could our parishes have in all of this?
That's a really great question. And I'm seeing that talked about more and more and seeing more programming coming out, which is amazing. So my job with Managing Your Fertility, I really see myself as a space where I am referring people to organizations that already exist. I'm not here to reinvent the wheel. I'm here to share the information and to be able to share as much as possible. So I think for parishes, you know, starting with young women and moms, having parents involved in the process of talking about fertility awareness, I think so often we get nervous about anything related to education around the body, you know, not just sex, because sex education is not enough. We're talking about educating women about how their bodies work. What does it look like to menstruate? Why do we menstruate? How does that impact our emotional health, our physical health, even our spiritual health? And I think to have parents a part of that process, I think eliminates some of the fear of, you know, common sex education programs in schools where parents are removed from the process when they really need to be a part of it, because it needs to be a training not only children are receiving, you know, young women are understanding about their bodies, but parents as well, so that parents feel that they're equipped to talk about these things. And so we can have a healthy understanding when we're talking about chastity and fertility and, you know, respect of our own person and respect of other person's bodies too. And I think with Parish Life, there are some really great initiatives taking place to tangibly help parishes in initiating conversations and clarifying what's the role of a pastor. You know, I don't think a pastor should be completely taking over and talking about NFP all the time. We really need to be involving, like you said, the domestic church, parishioners, those who are practicing NFP, those who would be willing to form small groups for couples, having talks outside of, you know, mass. As much as we want to say we want to hear it in a homily, well, that's good, but we need to have more. We need more programming available, talks, and just more organic conversation and involving couples and having small groups together, like I said, and getting each other, engaging each other's lives and building community, because I think that's where really huge change happens, and through those relational conversations and relationships being built around these harder and more challenging topics. Because if you're a couple that feels kind of alone in the process, whether you're, you know, dealing with trying to understand how NFP works, you're frustrated by it, you're navigating infertility, we need each other. And there's a really great resource that has come out on a practical level to help parishes identify ways to expand the NFP conversation from the different roles, whether it's parish administrator, the pastor, couples, if you have lead couples. Pearl and Thistle is an organization, and Christina Valenzuela, who has founded it, developed a parish packet for NFP planning. It's free. It's available on her website, and it's very thorough, and it's starting to be implemented by various parishes and testing out this model to really to be able to expand upon and identify, okay, where are the gaps? Where are the conversations not happening? So we can get the variety of age groups, and we're not just doing it in a marriage prep class and a couple hears about it for potentially the first time and they're overwhelmed and thinking, I thought I was just going to use birth control. What do you mean the Catholic Church doesn't support the use of birth control? For some, they're hearing it for the very first time. And I think for those of us who maybe grew up knowing birth control isn't an option and there's something that we can use, but you're not really paying attention, that was my case. It's not as alarming to hear that, but for many, it's very true that you're not hearing about the no birth control until you're in marriage prep. And, you know, we can't be offended or shocked by the fact that a couple doesn't want to do natural family planning. They're kind of going through their own emotions and the shock of, oh my gosh, I thought I had control. What do you mean God's a part of this? And there's a bit more of a dance here and discernment that I need to be taught.
Definitely. And I love what you said too, just about community and how, I mean, that pertains to all aspects of our faith, right? Without community, it's so hard to continue to grow. And to just, especially with NFP and fertility awareness, to have friends and people our age, you know, to bounce things off of when it comes to this is so important. And for the resource, that is Pearl and Thistle, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, great. So moving right along here, since it'll be NFP Awareness Week this upcoming week, what tips might you have for some folks who maybe want to enlighten others about the beauty of NFP and fertility awareness and why the church teaches it? I know you kind of mentioned how people maybe don't hear about it until they're engaged and going through marriage prep. So what would you say to those folks who don't even have it on their radar yet or want to share about or teach others about NFP?
I love this because this question really identifies what can we do as a domestic church? What can we do as individuals? And not just saying, what should the church do? We are the church. And so I think with that in mind, I think it's so important for us to have that information and making sure we're well-formed. So, you know, reading Christopher West, looking at what Dr. Greg Popchak has available, reading Pope John Paul II's writings on, you know, family life and human sexuality with theology of the body, and, you know, we don't have to be scholars and amazing intellectuals to share this, but making sure that we are understanding and knowing, you know, okay, what does the Catholic Church really teach? Okay, and when you're passionate and excited to share it, start talking about it, whether it's on social media, in your small group, in your parish life, in your community, in your marriage group. You know, if you have an initiative and a desire to share more about NFP, go to your pastor and volunteer yourself to do that, because we need more people in this space. It's not okay that I can name off, you know, 10 people that I can think of who are, you know, you could say influencers or leaders in the NFP world. I want to be able to name off so many, I lose count, that we have hundreds available in this space, because there is so much work to be done and so many people who are craving this information and wanting to understand how NFP works, how charting works. You know, if you're someone who's a single woman and you're charting and you're really excited about it, get a group of girlfriends together, start charting together, you know, encourage each other to actually start working with an instructor with a particular organization that teaches one of the methods available. And just getting creative and stepping up into those leadership roles, because it's such valuable information. And I found that the more I reach out to people in my own life and sharing about it, they're totally intrigued by it, or they're wanting to start charting. And we have such beautiful, vulnerable conversations and friendships built out of this space, because we're creating these spaces to share. This is delicate information. This is, you know, sometimes challenging to talk about. It's not something, you know, you're going to blather about, you know, if you're struggling with, but to be able to build that community. And I think, you know, there are different avenues to do that, through social media, through your parish, stepping up in a leadership role, making sure we're well-formed and reading the content that's available to us that speaks so beautifully to natural family planning and our human sexuality, are just some really great ways to get started.
I love it. Thank you so much for offering all those options and resources and ideas, for just kind of getting the word out and familiarizing ourselves with these types of conversations. So in the last couple of minutes here, I'd like to ask you, how can our listeners get plugged into your work with managing your fertility? You just have so many great resources. What would our listeners find on your website?
So on the website, it's www.managingyourfertility.com. It's a space, it's a one-stop shop of fertility awareness resources for women and couples. So you're going to find everything from 101 of the cycle, how the hormones work, you know, a little bit more about literacy and healthcare and why that matters. Resources for miscarriage and infant loss, talking about intimacy and sex, 101 of methods that are available, a lot of good content there. We have a blog where women share their stories of using natural family planning in their marriage, or single women who are charting and learning and sharing about their health journeys. And then there's also a podcast, Managing Your Fertility, as well, that I host and interview a variety of different people. So it's really fun. It's a great way to learn. And I have a ton of resources that I share, again, of individuals who are already doing great work, and I don't need to reinvent the wheel. So I'm so happy to be able to have so many resources to share that I'm finding of different programs, initiatives, and resources for everything from parishes to parents to single women to married couples.
Awesome. So you just kind of cover the whole spectrum, excuse me.
Well, you're trying.
Yes, you're doing a great job. And thank you for sharing your ministry with us on Practicing Catholic. It is always a joy to speak with you and to hear about this wonderful ministry.
Thank you so much, Cammie.
Yeah. We're off into another short break here. And when we come back, Bishop Cousins will be tackling some tough questions on contraception. Stay with us.